No snow, thankfully. I want to miss looking at our calendar right now, and we've got five different sports competing today alone, and you've got the men's golf team doing their practice round for the OEC Championship, so that's a sixth team, all out doing something somewhere just on one single day, and that's just kind of the craziness that is April in college athletics. And, you know, we're a university with 15 sports, and that's where you think, well, what about some of these schools that have like 30 or 40? And you're not, that's a whirlwind.
Well, they also got more staffers, too.
No, that helps, too, right? But, you know, it's an exciting time of the year. A lot of these sports are starting to wind down and coming into the final parts of their seasons. And that's always the most exciting part anyway. That's why they play. They want to compete for championships. And, you know, that's why we're here, is to support those teams and those athletes and those coaches and, you know, help them accomplish their goals.
All right, let's football spring game. The first spring game for Coach Bobby Wilder. By the way, is there never a last name that fits a person's personality better than Bobby Wilder?
If there is, someone's going to have to find it for me, because, I mean, it's to a T. He's just pure energy. I mean, I think energy drinks drink him to kind of wake themselves up, so... He's just got it in spades, and I think you can tell. The team has that same kind of energy whenever they're out in the field. And I think that's probably who you're going to be talking to here in the next week or so. I'd like to get him back on and have him kind of go through how the spring went. But, you know, he's just been such a different pace coming in. There's just no one quite like him in terms of that natural energy. And it's just natural. That's just how he is. And you can kind of tell that once you get to talk to him and you get to know him a little bit, that's just how he's made. And, tell you what, you're never going to fall asleep around him. That's for sure.
Well, and I guess what the transfer portal day, was that the same? I mean, I've saw some great photos of him on the phone on the transportal day. That's another day, right? It's not only National Signing Day, it's National Transportal Day.
Yeah, you're always recruiting at this point in college football, and obviously with him being new, he's got a lot of guys he wants to bring in, a lot of guys to replace. Kind of whenever you have that coaching change, there's a little bit of a shift within team personnel, and so he's working on filling out the team for next year, and you know, he wants to bring in some veterans, which, you know, you absolutely can understand, especially in today's day and age with the transfer portal and everything. There's so many good players available that want to play somewhere. And, you know, it's kind of one of those, let's find the right fit and let's get them to Cookeville and then let's go play some football in the fall.
Just, you know, and I don't read a lot in spring games, and different coaches handle it different ways. Quite frankly, most of them just soon not have it. But it is something for the players, some reward, some competitiveness with some fans in the stands, and just the outreach of the PR component of it. We understand it. Tell me about the football component. Anything stand out?
You know, honestly, I was unable to attend our game this year. Surprisingly, Thomas Cohern, our football contact, we had him shift over and cover that. Actually,
then I'm reading his story right here. Right? Okay, I'll read it to you.
We had softball and I think one other sport going on that day.
There you go.
I kind of covered for those while we had Thomas kind of cover.
Well, you don't need to double dip, right? That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's one of those challenges of making someone go everywhere else. So I have not had the fortune to actually watch them play just yet this season. But
that's because you're elsewhere.
Everything I've heard is, you know, our defense looks as good as it has. And, you know, we had one of the top defenses in the conference last year, so that's always encouraging. And the offense is just one of those things where we keep getting pieces together and we start meshing them together, and we'll see what we have once we get into the fall.
Mike Lehman with the Sports Information Director. By the way, one other football note, I was looking at this schedule. Wow, the first 4 weeks. Look at this. At MTSU on Saturday 31st, at Georgia September 7th, home against Tennessee State, so I guess I'll be going up to Cookeville. And then the 28th at Gardner-Webb, which won the inaugural Big South OVC Alliance. So what a starting four that is.
Yeah, it's what you would call a gauntlet, yeah. For sure. You know, when you're playing a couple of FBS schools right away out to open your season, and I think everyone here knows that that's going to be a significant challenge, but, you know, that's part of why you play the game, is you want to challenge yourself and you want to find ways to make yourself better. And I think a lot of times that's going to happen when you push yourself to the max. And so that schedule is definitely set up to do that early. Sometimes that can help you down the road, though, because you've already played some of the best opponents you're going to see on the field right out of the gate. That helps push, I think, you to a new level.
Yep. Stay healthy out of those first two, because your next two are conference games. So yeah. Important to come out of those healthy. Okay, the third week of the season, TSU, I'll be up there. Tell me about Tucker Stadium. What am I going to see construction-wise?
Well, they're getting ready, I think, here in the next month or so to demolish the west side of the stadium.
Wow.
Which will basically be down, I think, for 2 years. Is kind of the timeline is what they're looking at realistically before we'll have the new side of the stadium completely up and ready and functional. So going to be kind of a one-sided stadium for the public and for operational and everything for a couple of seasons. And, you know, that's not ideal, but in order for things to get good and up to date and honestly as good as we've ever had it, sometimes you just got to take that little small step backwards and make room for the good. So we're absolutely excited. It's something that has been years, if not decades, in the making. I know our fans and our community are so excited to see that happen. And so really the biggest thing to preach to them is just patience. It's going to take some time, but if you're going to do anything like that, you got to do it the right way.
Well, and the west side, that's the press box side, correct?
Correct. So I think what we're fortunate, President Phil Oldham is going to allow operations to move into his box for the next 2 years. So we'll still have a press box. It'll be somewhat similar to what you've come to know when you visit and what we're used to, albeit with a few changes because it's just how the layout is. But and then dealing with, you know, everything from the opposite side of the field, really. That's a big project for the summer, is to get everything operationally set up on the other side. But it'll be interesting for sure, but it makes it a little bit easier when you know it's just a temporary home.
Well, and you mentioned it too. It takes the commitment. I'm just looking on the website now, ttusports.com. Anybody wants to visit it. Ford Lincoln of Cookeville, 50,000, the new Tech football stadium. Story of Tech alumnus Jim Bodak and his wife, significant gift for the football operations center. It just seems like the energy that if people that come and see, as I read the quotes of Jim Bodak, a 1985, very successful home builder in Knoxville, giving back. And I think they see with Dr. Oldham overall, but certainly athletically, what's, you know, the cranes are everywhere, right? You're going to demolish that west side, the venerable west side, and that press box. That shows that there are people in the community, because it takes a village, and it takes sometimes a rich village to get these things moved.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we're far from done in what we need, and we encourage any and all of, you know, people who are interested in donating to do so. If you've been to the campus of Tennessee Tech over the last 5 years, there's always some kind of construction going on. And it's making our campus so pretty to look at. And we have a brand new fitness center for students. And I've had the pleasure of going in there a couple times. And, I mean, it's state-of-the-art. It is spectacular. And it's one of the first things you now see when you drive onto our campus, and it really sets the tone. They're currently in the middle of building a brand new engineering building, and it's just another gorgeous building on campus. And that's just kind of the way Dr. Oldham's been. He's been very forward thinking and making the upgrades to campus and expanding campus a little bit and trying to make us the best university that we can be. And so, you kind of get used to just constant construction, but you know that one day the cranes are going to be gone, and when you look out over the campus of Tennessee Tech University, it's going to be something that you're really proud to be a part of.
Mike Lehman, Tennessee Tech Sports Information Director here, University Showcase from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. All right, let's go around the horn. Matt Braga, his baseball team, get me up to date.
All right, well, last night, playing against Southeast Missouri, we're currently tied for first with both Simo and Little Rock. I mean, you want to talk about a pitcher's duel last night. It was 1-0 Southeast Missouri going into the bottom of the ninth. Tennessee Tech hits a game-tying home run, sends it to extras, and then Simo kind of got us there in the 10th inning with a 3-run homer to take the first game of the series. So two more exciting games here in Cookeville this weekend as we kind of try to even that out and then see where we stand at the end of the season. But it's kind of a different look Tech baseball. Anyone who's known Tech baseball under the Matt Braga era knows we slug with the best of them. We're kind of a home run hitting team, and that's really not the team's MO this year. We're patient. We're one of the top teams in the country in walks. We're fast. We're one of the leading teams in the nation in triples. There's still some power there, third in the league in home runs, but it's not the same familiar tone that you've seen. And then the pitching's been spectacular. I think Coach Braga would tell you this is one of the best overall pitching staffs he's had since he's been in Cookeville. And today we get to see arguably the best pitcher in the OVC right now going up against Southeast Missouri and Tech's Peyton Kolitre, currently sporting an ERA under 2, which anytime you see that in baseball, you know something's going right. So it's an exciting time. We've had a lot of success recently. Before last night, Tech had won 10 out of the last 12 games. So it's fun time to be a baseball fan right now in Tennessee Tech.
How close, I mean, with that you know, obviously the super region year, but that's going to be always a benchmark for the program, and Matt took you there. How close is it getting back to that level of national level?
Yeah, you know, I think we're still some steps behind that, and that's one of those years where you're going to be chasing that. And
yeah,
that obviously that's as hard as it gets. You know, that's the only OVC team ever to make it to a regional and win a regional. So when you have that benchmark, though, and you can tell your team, hey, we've done it. This is possible. Like, this isn't just a dream. This is something that is absolutely possible. And what people forget, too, about that super regional year is Tennessee Tech actually won the first game of that super regional over Texas. So they were one win away from going to Omaha, which was just such an incredible journey. So, you know, we're getting there, and we took significant strides from last year. There's a lot of veteran players that are helping make that happen right now. But on the turn side of that, there's a lot of really good young players that aren't playing right now that are learning from the veterans and know that their opportunity is coming next season. So Matt Braga, I think this is kind of the year where he's really helped to rebuild everything that he had before he left the first time. And, you know, it's very, very exciting over at Busch Stadium and Yaybird Express Baseball Complex right now.
Beach volleyball. Zach, I don't think I'd ever, you know, 3-5 years ago, I asked, hey, what's going on with beach volleyball? Zach Weinberg, right in the middle of season.
Yes. Currently, final dual weekend of the year over in Martin, Tennessee, before they go to the OVC Championships next week. So it's a process, and I think you'd be the first one to tell you that. We're in our second year as a program. But you can definitely see just how big a difference 1 year makes. We're a lot more competitive and within the league when we're playing, you know. But that first year, you take your lumps in the first year of anything. And, you know, we had a lot of those 5-0 defeats, and a lot of those are turning into 4-1, 3-2, picking up some wins that we probably would not have been close to last season. And a lot of that is just, you know, the women are more experienced. You know, it's a sport that most of them had never played before or never played competitively, you know, in a structured environment. So there's a lot of excitement for it. We had our only home matches of the year a couple weeks ago, and we had great turnout and great weather for it. So you know, it's an exciting new venture that we're proud of what we've been able to accomplish so far. But I think Zach would be the first one to tell you that we're not even close to where he wants us to be, and we're just going to keep striving to get better.
Mike Lehman with us. Mike, our first segment, Trevecca, had a young man, their academic All-American, was from Mount Prospect, Illinois, right outside Chicago. East Dundee, where is that? That's right outside Chicago. Which way?
Yeah, that's a northwest suburbs, more west than north, kind of near out Elgin. So you're, we're basically right outside of Cook County, which is the county that Chicago is officially in. So
Well,
about a 45-minute drive.
The point is, I have now had on the radio show that I host and produce two Cubs fans in a row.
Oh, that just that means you know how to pick them correctly, right?
Well, no, I know they don't hand out trophies on April 20th, but the Brewers at 12-6, the Cubs at 12-7. All right, that's fine. We will both agree on this one. In last place, the St. Louis Cardinals at 9-11. I don't like the Cubs. I don't like the Reds, but I would have pulled for Russia over the Cardinals before Putin invaded the Ukraine. Okay, we'll put it that way.
That we can agree on, that is for sure.
Mike, it's fun always. Thank you, buddy, for jumping on with us. We'll be in touch. See you, buddy.